Hello, this is testing to see if the microphone and the tape is working. And this is going to be Mabel Hampton speaking about her early days in Winston-Salem. That would be in the around the early 1900s. Okay.
I was born May the 2nd, 1902. Grandma said I was so small that she could put my head was as big as a silver dollar, and she could put me in a pint of coffee pot. So I was very small. My grandmother took care of me. My mother died 1 month after I was born. She was poisoned, which left me with just my grandma, my mother's younger sister, and myself. And we had a house. We lived on the street. I forget the name of the street. But we had chickens. We had peas. We had garden with vegetables, grapes and things, grape things, and it was a big yard. Next door to us was a house on either side. My grandmother's brother lived on one side with his daughter and her husband. They were light people and had her name was Debra Van Horn, and her husband was a doctor. But when I seen them and talked to him when I got older, the mother said that she did all she could to make me to grow, but I was so small. And one day while she was making the bed and getting things together, after she fed the chicken, she forgot that I was in. She never let me lay in the bed. I laid in a rocking chair. Mm-hmm. And this day, she put the clothes in the chair and went outside, carried me outside. She forgot I was in the chair. She shook the things out and shook me. I rolled out in the ground. And grandma was so scared she hurt me. I never could drink milk. Milk would make me cry. So she always give me a fat meat titty and put it in a sack, and then she'd take and let me suck on it because I couldn't drink milk. I never drank milk until I was 25 or 26 years old. Milk would always give me a pain in the stomach. I liked the milk, but the milk didn't like me. So grandma, I grew up with grandma.
This is in Winston-Salem, right?
Yeah, this is Winston-Salem. I went to school. I had the vaccination. The doctor vaccinated me one day, and grandma told me not to let the doctor vaccinate me. But I didn't say anything. So he told me to roll up my sleeve. I rolled up my sleeve, and he stuck the needle all around in the ring and put some stuff on it. And when I got home, I didn't tell grandma, but some of her friends, the children, my friends told their mother, and the mother came to grandma, and she says, Addie, Mabel got vaccinated today. She said, no, she didn't. She said, yes, she did. Grandma called grandma out of the yard and told me I was out there on the swing away. So she called me. They come in. She says, you might tell me not to let the doctor vaccinate you. I said, I couldn't help it. He didn't hurry. And she pulled up my dress, pulled on my sleeve, my dress, and showed up. And she went in the fireplace and got some soot. And she put it on a piece of meat and put it all around there. and tied it up. And I never was vaccinated again in my life, and it never bothered me. Mm. So I went to school, my teacher's name is Mrs. Van Deal, and she had been married and had a little baby, and they lived down the road from us. And I used to go down there, and she'd teach me and talk to me. So my girlfriends and I, we went to church on Sunday. And in the church, we had all kinds of, we sang, we recited, and my girlfriend, on the east side of the street, there were my friends, Anna Thomas, Patty Harris, Lucille Crump, and Delabella Harris. Delabella was a friend, brother, who's the boy, mm-hmm. brother to the other girl, the Harris girl. And they all dressed very nice. And I used to get my hair combed, I had long hair, I used to get it combed. And I put my aunt, who was in New York, the same clothes up. I had pink, like, go to church with white, or with pink, pink slippers. And a pink dress. And bows on my hair. My hair was combed in the middle. It was on the east side. There was a braid, and we put bows. Then I go to summer school. What else?
You talked about the tobacco factory?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Let's see. So one day, boss, we was, my mother's younger sister, some man came to visit us, and he said that he'd take you over to, your sister will take you over to the tobacco factory. So we went over to the tobacco factory. That was somewhere in the square, like, and there was a courthouse there. Because, you know, I was walking along, and I was allowed to go up that part of the time. And when I was walking along, I seen this man leaning out the window, and he was cut all up. He was cut all up, and I hollered, and my little aunt took me away. And then I said, you shouldn't carry her there. She really needed to take her there. So, we never went there anymore. Then we had to go, through the week. And on Saturday, we'd go out hunting blackberries and strawberries and all of that. Oh, we had a lovely time. And I remember I had a party, and there were so many children, and it was just very nice. And we went to, I told him, come on with me. We were going for a walk. And we carried them way out in the woods, and everybody was looking for us, and we got lost out in the woods. And they found me, and they now whipped me and made me stay in the house. I carried all those children out. But we had a nice time. And then, of course, my grandmother had chickens, she had hogs, the tongue, and then we, in the back of the house was a tall, tall building. And that building was the Odd Fellows Hall. And sometimes on a Sunday they would have a parade, and they had them big, tall hats on with white willow plumes on them. and we would stand and look at them, and they would come to the church, and I would recite, and then, so when the time come for hog killing time, they would come, the men would come down, come to our house, they'd kill the hogs, and take the meat, and smoke it, and all day was a big feast. And then they would take it next door and put it into a big room in the lady's house she lived on the first floor and at the second floor. And we never had to go to stir for anything because they had eggs and everything. Because remember one time my sister said to me, I call her my sister, my aunt's younger sister. She said, a neighbor, she said, I want you to get some eggs out the house. She said, I'll show you. So she carried me outside and lifted up the door a little bit. And because I was so small, I crawled in there. And I handed out all these eggs. And I went to turn in the door.
Closed?
No, the door fell down, the trap door fell. Fell down and locking me in there with the chickens. They couldn't get me out. They couldn't get me out because they were so mad. They couldn't get me out. So my sister's boyfriend and all of them tried to get me, couldn't get me out. So they had to wait till Mama come. And when Mama come, Grandma says, where is Mama? They had said I was in there. Well, boy, all of us, my sister got bit. I got this. Oh, it was terrible. The chickens had run all over my hair, and I was dirty, and it's sitting there on the floor. So that was really about the only time I really got in trouble. I never got in any more trouble. See?
What did you like to do? That? Did you like to climb trees or?
No, I didn't climb trees too much. I tell you what, I love to go out hunting for strawberries and things like that. And the devil, in fact, seen somebody someone's garden who had peach trees in there. I'd sneak in and swipe the peaches. Oh, brother. And those peaches were so good. We had peaches, but they were better because I swiped them from that garden. So his grandma would tell me, don't you take anything that don't belong to you. So, okay, then one day we get the word, Grandma says, Mabel, I'm going to take you away. So she closed up, I know she left my sister, my mother's younger sister, she left her there. And we get, I don't know whether we got on train or, well, I don't know how, but I know we went to Lynchburg, Virginia. His grandma died. The grandma had died, and I remember when I got there, the man picks me up off the floor, and I looked down on this woman who had beautiful gray hair, and she was a kind of a brown-skinned woman, but she was good-looking, and beautiful gray hair she had. And I looked at her, and then he put me down, and I sat down on the stool and sat there. So, they sang and they prayed and carried but I remember sleep. I don't remember anything else. So a couple of after she was buried, by one day, a couple of days after, I guess, I was sitting outside one Sunday morning when I was cooking and eggs and bacon and ham. You could smell it a half a mile away. It was so good and sweet. So I can't remember, I think it was a cousin or somebody lived there. And I'm sitting out on the porch with my feet down. And I see across the road was a big white house. Not white house. I see two white men come out. And they didn't have nothing. They had their pants on, but they, being going to school, I knew one thing from the other. They had no shirts on, so they begin to with these knives begin to shake them at each other. And in back of them was a big what do you call that thing now? I'll tell you in a minute. What do you call it?
A windmill.
No. They had where to get water from.
A well?
Not exactly. Yeah, but they had a wheel over top of it.
Oh,
that's
a wishbone for the bucket.
Yeah. Bring the bucket up. So these two was in, that was in back of them, and they was in the front of that. And they was, you could hear the noise. And I sat there and I looked at them, and I became frightened for a minute. I kept looking at them, and all of a sudden, the sun was shining so bright. It was a June day, and the sun was shining so bright. And all of a sudden, I seen the sword peer through the moon on the other side, and the sun shone down on it, glittered just like a diamond. And I screamed, and Grandma Hershey, I remember she come out, and I kept my eyes on him, he pulled it out and dropped it. And then Grandma picked me up, and that night we left there. We didn't go back there no more.
You went back to Winston-Salem?
We went back to Winston-Salem and went to school. So I don't know how long it from then till it turned for me to Grandma passed, but I knew one morning I was in the room getting ready for school. Then I heard Grandma go out in the yard and come back. Then I heard a big bump on the floor in the water. So I ran to the door and I looked, and Grandma was laying stretched out on the floor. So I hollered and hollered, called my grandmother's brother, and they all come running and picked her up and put her on the bed. She had had a stroke. And my sister said, we'll have to call my sister. That was the oldest. That was the oldest aunt. See, I never had nobody but me. So she was her sister, the oldest one. So she called New York, where it was, and she came so fast, so I think she was there the next day. And she began to get things together. So I remember when they buried Grandma. And I stood and looked at them. And we come back. And a day or so later, we were on the train coming to New York.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh, Mary Thomas, she was good looking. Oh, she was a good looking girl. She was a good looking girl. She was a good looking girl.
Was she your favorite friend?
I never corresponded with her anymore.
No, but when you were little, was
Oh, yeah. She was my sweetie.
What were some things you did together?
Nothing.
No, I don't mean them, but I mean like adventures. Did you play?
We'd play. She always was over to the house. She was a good-looking girl. Good-looking. Patty Harris, she was a little light girl, and her Darby Harris is a little light boy. Don't bother them. Then there was Lucille Crump. She was a fine-looking kid, too. She lived up in the end of the street. And we used to have more fun. But I did not. There's another ending to that story years and years and years and years later, because the same
Okay, it's okay.